キャンパー帰ってくると、まあ、でーぞねーでねーたーひじめんすんくてらひじきてぱてかんれてぱれせやなでねぱたんばさんてれてぱれ。
After having completed the cycle of teachings of the Shambhogakyu, we are now come to the Shichi transmission. And where does this transmission come from? It comes from Padampa Sangye.
Tene tela yang jitang nangsing ye na namba ni wala la Padampa Sangye ni jipa shichi tang. Tene Padampa Sangye ke loma maji lab jipa ni jipa jue te namba ni.
Within this, there are two sets of teachings. The Shichi cycle itself that originates from Padampa Sangye, and the Chö practice teachings that come through his disciple, Machik Labdun.
Tene chitanga shichi sena karisege yawara sena, chitanga chö yinne zangde, dunghari yawara sepe tap. Rela, tene dinhane, Mixalga Patanda, Patamba Sangini, the Tama de la, the name congregate to Moma in the Nema Yapala, the name, Chu Jagger made the set up, Tamba Sangi, Tama de la Tani, Shichi, Shitabari.
What does the Shichi actually mean? The Shichi set of teachings is the general system of the Dhamma, the Buddha Dhamma itself, but it has the specific oral instructions from Padampa Sangye to pacify. Shichi means pacifying suffering. So the general Dhamma system adorned with the specific oral instructions of Padampa Sangye to pacify suffering is called the Shichi system.
Tene ta te ya Padampa Sangye te jagar ne tsur pep ne tene long course is a big session la pepne chuso la ni dig kong da ma la tin ri ja chu la so ta ta ti 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 se ko re ti 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 pang ko re so ta ti dig da ma ma na yo re.
Padampa Sangye came from India to Tibet to the district of Dingri, Longkor and other places where he gave many pieces of advice, many oral instructions. One of them is called the 80 advice of the Padampa Sangye to the Dingri, people of Dingri, and many other teachings.
Tene ta te ya jitang Padampa Sangye ti ge zo on ta bu te chu kare nang yo re se na tene ndo ta nang yo re la tene ndo la ya cher do ka kolo tang bo ta Kankolo Parvata, Kankolo Tamati, number Sundi, Kankolo Parva, Kankolo Parvati, Shiraj Paru, in the Cherna, the name Yum Shiraj Paru, Tai Yepa, Nontang, Jingo, Yetretang, Duba, Jitomba, Lasso, but I use it to be. The mission to Duba and the Shirak Mundo, Lasso, but that the day that day conquer.
So what is the special teaching of the Shichi system, the teaching of Padampa Sangye? He mainly taught the sutra system. And within the sutra system, there are the three turnings of the wheels of the Dhamma. The first, the intermediate and the final turning of the wheel of Dhamma. And among these, Padampa Sangye's main teachings were on the second turning of the wheel of Dhamma, on Prajnaparamita. And of the Prajnaparamita teachings, there are the extensive version, which is of the 100,000 scripture, the medium version, which is the 20,000 slokas, and the short version, which is 8,000 verses, And the quintessence, which is the Heart Sutra, the heart of transcendent knowledge. But not only did Padmasambhava teach how to establish the view of Prajnaparamita through intelligent reasoning, but also how to apply it directly to one's experience. And these directions or direct advice is a special quality of Padmasambhava's teachings of Shichye.
Tene tere wang kor ne ta tangbo hirat ju paru tu zumba de zu hirat ta yishi la ro le pa yung bichar na tene pa tamba sangi ke tanda jambar jambi yang tene tene hirat ta yishi ke tap na wa le la bichar na jambi yang jambar nal singe tene singe ngambu tene jambar yang de ya wa.
Because Prajnaparamita is realized chiefly through knowledge and wisdom, then the deity, that is the embodiment of knowledge and wisdom, is Manjushri. So the first empowerment is for Manjushri in an aspect called Maurasinghe, the lion of speech, the Manjushri seated upon a blue lion. This is how we visualize Manjushri. He is seated in the Bodhisattva posture upon the back of a blue lion, and in his right hand he holds the sword, in his left hand the Utpala flower, upon which there is a volume of scripture. The fact is that Buddhahood is achieved through realizing the qualities of abandonment and realization, and the sword signifies the qualities of abandonment, the sword that cuts through the two obscurations of disturbing emotions and of dualistic knowledge. While holding the scripture upon the Utpala flower signifies the knowledge of the essence of knowledge and wisdom, which are the qualities of realization. He is also wearing the attire and ornament of a Sambhogakaya Buddha, and the body is the color of the rising sun in the morning.
Dejisla, Chitanga Hizila, Kabat Tangbotan, Kabat Parvatan, Kabat Tamati, Kabat number some, Kapapa, number some, Tinane, Kabat Tangbote, Tinne Drumma number some, Drumma number Sumbote, Candida Sena, Tinne so Jason Drummatan, Tinne Tela, Jason Drummata Candida Sena Ranga, Pachita. Ne
Shichi, there were three transmissions, the first, the middle, and the last. And for the first one, there's called the three deities of Tara and so forth, of which the first one is Tara, to dispel obstacles. And the second one is the deity to increase knowledge and wisdom, which is Manjushri. And the third one is the deity to develop loving-kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, and so forth, which is Avalokiteshvara. So this way there are three deities, Tara, Manjushri, and Avalokiteshvara.
Tene tathi jesala tanda tathi kapsala dorma tang kere se tang jambi yang te jitang ke yuma na yin kamba vela tene tembyu ke tuka ne wajin tripi rangka pachi salwa tang shirap tang yishin perwa tang samba tang yishin perwa chong sung sama tang kore.
These three deities we imagine in the general way, rays of light stream forth from their bodies, dissolve into ourselves. And at that time, imagine that all your obstacles are dispelled, that knowledge and wisdom develop, and that loving kindness and compassion take root in your being.
Tene tathe jisala kapa parpatela namasam chumarela tene tela tathamba sanji ke loma ma so kam sam sikiti loma sam chumare tene ma so kam sam na tene jipanda ho Number some chore la, the Nitombo Mai Lula, the Nito Charger Chamber, the Nit Charger Chamber, main Charger Chamber Secret in Tandangara, to catch the Charger Chamber of Daisy, Cagayore, Candida Senata, and the Patamba Sangi, Nipate, Caparban singing, the church and Colu, the Doma Terra, in the Cherna, the Nitera, the Nitelaya, Shara de Paro de Simba, Perversi, but the Yambi Yang.
For the second transmission of Padambasangya, there are three lineages because there were three chief disciples at that point, one called Ma, one So, and one Gom. And the first one is the transmission of Ma Mudra. Meaning of Ma Mudra is slightly different from the teaching of Ma Mudra that are renowned in the Kagyu lineage, because Padambasangya's emphasis was on the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, on the intermediate set of teachings, on the absence of characteristics. So therefore, Prajnaparamita, transcendent knowledge, is emphasized. And for this reason, the chief deity in this system is Manjushri.
Tene ta te jisala tene sol ma so so ilo la tene kawa te kante yware se na tene te la daji tam ten ji namba ni yware la daji ka onda se na rani jere ze in don du cha yi pe koro ka tene ten ji ka onda se na tene rana che ngap tok peke lama te pa tamba san ji yin pe che na tene ten je don do Tambasanji Gomni, Tambasanji de Kundo Pupon Ravati, Tene Gulula, Nazamepa, Rage Onra Zam Sola, Tene Cha Yeji, Dorjetang, Yanji, Turbansimba, Tene Koti, Ziji Chimbota Tambaji Gomni.
So the first was the Ma system, then the second is the So system. And in this way of practicing, there are two deities, self-visualization and front visualization. For oneself, we imagine ourselves in the form of the four-armed Chinresi, Avalokiteshvara with four arms in the general way. And the front visualization, because the transmission comes from Padambasangya, we imagine the Guru in the form of Padambasangya, who is of a maroon, dark brown color, brownish color. He has no other dress on than a pair of cotton shorts. And he holds a vajra in his right hand, a bell in the left, and his body is magnificent.
Tene ta tika sala torma wante korkerela. Tene torma te patamba sanjela gomne. Tene rangi tizula se rangi sola tapala tene. Tene tamchu tunghal shizike. Chenap maluba topata. Tene tamchu tunghal shizike nani tembe. Dangwake tamaluba narangi tosun samba tende kongiare.
At this point, we'll receive the blessing of the trauma at the crown of our head. At that point, imagine that the trauma is the essence of Padampasangi himself, and make prayers, sincere supplications, to realize the meaning of the Shichi, the holy teaching of the Shichi system, that all, the entire meaning may be realized, and imagine that you understand the entire essence of all the Shichi teachings.
Tanda magalula to jambi yangti tene sogalula to tambasanti tene gonggalula to di ta dangwa di yomshira di paru di samba yin bichirna yomshira di paru di samba yin wang tene deyang jitang yomshira di paru di samba diyala shal jik cho ye yuwari di tandan di wang ga kaasala tene shal jik
So the third of the three disciples was called Gom. So the third is the Gom system. The first of the three, the Ma system, was the chief deity was Manjushri. The second, the source system, the chief deity was Avalokiteshvara. And now the third system, because it Padampasangi emphasized the teachings on Prajnaparamita, then the chief deity is the female form Prajnaparamita. Usually she has one face and two forearms, but in this particular point in the empowerment, she has one face and two arms. The right hand is in the gesture of expounding the Dharma, while the left hand holds a volume of scriptures and the stem of an Utpala flower that blossoms at the level of her left shoulder.
Tene ta tige kaba parmatela maso tamsamsi, ta kaba tamatela, kaba sumbatela, tene tambakunga, chanchu simba tambakunga simi, tene tige,
The third lineage of Padampasangi. There was the first, and then the second that had three disciples, and now we come to the last, the third of the three transmissions of Padampasangi. And that was passed on to the Bodhisattva Tampa Konga. And here there's the empowerment for the five paths. The five paths, which are the path of accumulation, path of joining, path of seeing, path of cultivation, and path of fulfillment or consummation. And there are three versions of these empowerments for the person of dull faculties, for the person of medium faculties, and for the person of sharp faculties.
Alkali, the Tumongi, Yigan of Chia, the Matotela, Tansapo Mapanda, Yinaya, Tinitela, tatji mengwa se ju pe sapo tu pe ne
yo re First, there is the empowerment for the path of accumulation, which involves the empowerment for the Ali Kali alphabet. And at first glance, it seems that that is not very profound, just to get the empowerment for the characters in the alphabet. But on the other hand, there's a very profound significance there.
Tene ta te ya al kal len ye ba ye ge ba re la. Tene len ye la ye ba te kan de se na tong bo al kal ye so. Ni ba al kal ye ra. Tene sum ba al kal ye te. Tene te la ye tong bo so ko on de se na ta ko ra ye 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 ge ndo so si ge so ge ba re la. Tene te so la te na ta ko ra ri mu ge nam ba ge ge te. Yinaya di ge mo de tene alkali ge dan dan ta ge tene dai on de sie na tene a a e e ki bi ge da di wa re de da di ya mo ran gi ki tom ba ge ba ge ka tene di ge da tsam ma yin ba da di ge dan da ge dan tu wa ro da di ge dan ji dan tu wa ro dan dan ba de ya tene ko ra ten de ge on ki dan ba re ma tu dan de di de de chi ni dan ge de si ne ba teacher na kum tu ten de ton ni ke dan de ge wa re tene de ta bu ge al ka li ge zu al ka li ge dra al ka li ge dan de ta di ge lu dan ngo dan yi som ge go ni dan dan ba de ya tene dan de cha sa de ton ni ton ten de ge no ma dan ba yi ba de al ka li ge dan ba ye.
And here there is the empowerment for the four continents. The four continents in this context means the form of the characters. The second is the sound of the characters. And the third is the meaning. The form or the shape of the letters is just a form, but at the same time, those forms of characters can indicate the very identity of the letters. And for the second, the sound is just a sound that occurs due to interdependence, but at the same time, the sound can express a meaning. And Based on the form, you can get the sound, and based on the sound, you can get the meaning of the characters. But the meaning itself is not something that is really evident or manifest through sound of letters, but due to interdependence of the connection between causes and circumstances, then the meaning can be understood. So in this way, the three aspects, form, sound, and meaning, refers to the three aspects of body, speech, and mind, and through which one can realize both the relative and the ultimate truth. The relative, that is the interdependence of causes and circumstances, but the ultimate, which is that there's no real thing to pinpoint or identify, so in this way one realizes emptiness. Those were the three first points. The fourth is the entirety or the totality of both interdependence and emptiness. After that, we are sprinkled with the drops of nectar in our three places. And at that time, imagine that you receive the blessings to and realize the innate natural state.
Tene ta thela tangbo alkalike chonam jika sala alkalike tendo tang tene jonam jika sala alkali tendo tene jarwari ngai tungko jarwari ngai ni sapata goni ya alkali tendo tapo tipa.
So at the time of the empowerment for the path of accumulation, there is the blessings of the alkali. Then for the path of joining, then the alphabet of the vowels and consonants is the essence of the Buddhas of the five families. It's still the alikali alphabet.
Tene alikali tene thongam chika sala alikali ngowati jalwari ngati la jalwari ngati yon nana rang ime pa jasenta ni sabati.
For the path of seeing, the alikali is the essence of the five Buddha families, but the Buddha families are manifest or visible, yet devoid of self nature.
Tene gonam jika sala alikali ten sala ti kurem dabo mepa kanga nyamba tene chutam jirang hitomba nyala zombo tong nyamba ta yapo ta dubu mepe ke mamba ta wakila kawai yore.
At the path of cultivation, then all the characters of the alikali are without any sequence in order to signify that the innate nature of all phenomena is totally beyond good or evil.
Tene tatu mlop lam jikap sala alikali tenzo de lansong yendo kenta kote na pena pe ka yore la do tse na charba papa ta do tsa bi mwana charba pa na lansong kanta.
At the point of the path of the path of no training, beyond training of the path of fulfillment, then we visualize that the alikali letters, the very moment they appear, they vanish, fade away simultaneously, just like snowflakes falling upon a red hot stone.
Tene de gen de la ombo denge onde tena ombo denge la ombo denge ka sala tene jalwari nga ta al kale ti jalwari nga i mo ngamba ti den chu la nga i mo.
Now for the person of medium faculties, we imagine that the alikali matter is the essence of the five aspects of Chakrasamhara.
Tene tati ombo nembu gumo la chitanga alikali te datam tembe ki zeta ma ki.
For the person of sharp faculties, the alikali mantra is perceived as simply and simply symbols, mere indications. That's it for today.